Welcome back. SaskTel Center, game five of the best of seven Eastern Conference quarterfinal as the Saskatoon Blades with a 3-1 lead over the Prince Albert Raiders and a chance to wrap things up with a victory tonight. This is the Coach's Show, a presentation of Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Associate Coach Dan DeSilva joins me. And after game one, you won the next three games, and it's been, I think, a steady progression of getting better and better game by game, correct?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Even though we lost game one, we didn't hate our effort in that game. Some bad bounces, not our greatest second period. But that right there has been one area we've improved as the series has gone on, just playing a full 60 minutes. And I would agree with your statement that it's gotten better as we've gotten into the series here, and take another step here tonight and being even better than we have been.
If you do that, there's no reason in the world why you don't win tonight. Finish the series off. How important is it to get it done tonight?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully we've learned our lesson from last year, those series where we had no choice but to make them long, but kind of shot ourselves in the foot early. So hopefully we've learned our lesson here. And like our message to the guys, that there's blood in the water here now. We want to make sure we get this thing done here tonight and not have to make another trip up north.
But do you also look around at the other teams in the conference and they see that Moose Jaw's already through, Swift Current's already through? You want to have the same type of rest that they're going to get going into round two.
Yeah, exactly. And so as much as you're focused on your own series and yourselves, you know, everyone's scoreboard watching and series watching and all that stuff too. And then now they're all done. So, with the exception of Red Deer and Medicine Hat, obviously still going. But those other top teams are resting now and getting ready for their next series. So we'd like to join them.
How much fun is it to watch Easton Armstrong these days?
He's been a blast. He's had a tremendous playoff so far. He's just a ball of energy. He's always smiling, always having a good time, always doing interesting things. And he's just added so much to our group, personality-wise, in-game-wise. He's just brought a lot of energy. He's a spark for us.
They won't say they're frustrated by this, but I do know that they've been unhappy, the Prince Albert Raiders, with being unable to get pucks and bodies to your net. You only gave them 16 shots on goal in their building the other night. I mean, that's got to be a key to success when you're able to keep the other team at bay like that.
It is, and that, that's been us all year. Teams have struggled to, create a ton of shots and create any, real quality chances or numbers of them, right? Like, we feel most nights we outchance teams, and it is from our defensive structure and our defensive mindset, defense first. And it's two-man. Everyone out there is committed to playing defense first and not giving the other team much time and space. So I think, as some teams are big and strong and they hit and they're hard to play against that way, I feel like we're hard to play against because we have our compete and our desperation level and our commitment to defense.
You answered my last question that I was going to ask with regards to size being a factor in this, because you guys don't have the biggest team, especially on the back end compared to some others, but you get the job done.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a team effort. Like you said, we preach defense all the time, and the guys have bought into it, and they say defense wins championships, and hopefully that's the recipe for us.
Well, let's see if defense wins a series here tonight against Prince Albert. Dan, thanks for this. All the best tonight.
Thanks, Les.
Dan DeSilva, associate coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the Coach's Show, which is brought to you by Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Stay tuned. Keys to the game are coming your way next with Adam Ermentrout. We'll also have the lineup changes, the out-of-town scoreboard, starting skaters, tonight's officials, and the starting goaltenders all coming your way before the top of the hour. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Playoff Hockey on CJWW.